very small infraction and spill the blood. It looks like he was angry with them. Because he's so holy, we can't go to him. And we're so sinful, he'll never come to us. It takes blood to appease him.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Mosaic Covenant. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 through 6.
Because you know children will hurt you, right? But I thought you wanted to be the man. You the man, right? But you can't handle that. You lose your cool, I'll slap you. That's what you do when you the man? All right, okay. What about temperance, control, strength? I'm speaking to church folk now. We ain't talking about nobody out there. Everybody looking at the cat. I ain't preaching that. I'm talking about what's going on in church folk lives. Your hand itching. You want to slap somebody. What? They better do what you tell them to do because you the man or you the woman. Ladies walking up slapping men. That's right. Watch it. I told you during the pandemic, contagion, domestic violence is on the rise. It's not just out there, it's in the church. And we need to look at it. If you're being abused, if you're being cussed out, that kind of stuff, God is not with it. And God is not after kids who intimidate their mothers and fathers. Little boy just intimidating his mom. Shut up, mama. That is not God, and we don't tolerate it. Bring them to me. We'll straighten that out. Let's look at God's plan. God told Abraham to do 4 things, but he says, if you do what I tell you, 5 things. Number 5, he says, keep circumcision as a covenant sign, a sign of covenant for all generations. Circumcise yourselves. It's a symbol of the families being set apart for God's plan. Remember, anytime you're set apart, there's always a cutting. You got to cut away from the old insensitive foreskin and a release to the sensitivity of what God wants you to do. You got to cut away from the old foreskin of insensitivity to what God would have you to do. And it's painful. One of the things that God told Joshua to do, if you're ever going to take Jericho, take all of the desert babies, the ones that weren't raised in church, and I want you to go to Gilgal and take a flint knife, and I want you to circumcise them. They got to expose themselves, and then I'm going to cut the foreskin. And this is what's happening right now. You got a lot of rebellious young people in church with no covenant. They don't understand it. They're selfish and self-centered, but want to come and hijack the church. But what we're going to do is make sure there's circumcision. Not physically, but of the heart, which means you become sensitive to the things of God. If you're insensitive to God and God's plan, if what I'm saying doesn't touch you, that means you need to be circumcised. Because you should be sensitive to the word of God if you're part of the kingdom. Not insensitive. When is he done? When is he done? I'm done. I got to do so and so. What? Do you understand eternal life? Do you understand we're the church? We're not a monument, we're a movement. Do you understand there's a mandate on your life? Do you understand God grafted you out to take you in? You're not bought. You're not of your own. You were bought with a price. Your body is not your own. God bought it and then put you in the kingdom for such a time as this. Notice, you can always exit if you want. Okay? You don't have to say, I don't need to do that. You can say, I'm out of here. But believe me, once he marries you, you're married to him. He will find you on a bar stool 25 years later. I don't care what you say. It just won't work once he chooses you. Glory to God. There are people in this room that will tell you, I strayed, man. But God beat me. Ooh. When I first came to Palm Bay, this Jamaican man came to me in this house. I performed a 50-year-old couple wanted to get married again. Why are you choosing me? I don't know about all this stuff, but they wanted me to do it. So I stood there in my naivete and brought them together again. And I sat there, and this Jamaican man had to be 75, 80 years old. And he just looked at me and he said, man, God gave me a word for you, man. I said, yes, sir. He said, don't turn back. I said, yes, sir. Don't turn back, man. So I went to look the other way. He grabbed, turn back. Don't you turn back, man. Don't turn back, man. 15 times. Don't turn back. 50 times. Don't turn back. It's like, I got it. It's 75 times, though. Don't turn back 125 times for 3 hours. For 3 hours. After a while, instead of looking at him weird, I realized, okay, he went for 3 hours with the same words. Why would God tell me that? 1,000 times. Because he wanted me to get it. And he wanted to challenge my ability to listen. I want y'all to hear this. I got the message. I go to the hospital a year later. His wife dies. I visit the house. While I'm there, remember, don't turn back, mom. But she died. Listen, don't turn back. Another hour. A year after that, he's in the hospital. Someone, I'm visiting someone. They say, Penton is in the hospital. I go in his room. He gets out of the bed. I said, wait. No, God told me to stand. And with tubes in his body, don't you turn back, man. God beat you if you turn back. Whoa. I got it. When he was dying, he was telling me the same word. I missed it. He called me, but I didn't obey him. But he's telling me to tell you, don't turn back. Kids today don't want to hear nothing. I got it, mama. I got it. But your inability to hear means you don't have it. I was 35 years old. I could have said, I got it. But God was forcing it. He forged the relationship to upgrade and enhance me. And if you want the upgrade and enhancement, you got to take, glory to God, the circumcision that comes with it and take the pain of it so you can go to the next level. I got it, Panton. I got it. And with the hell of the next 20 years pressing through the storm and losing so many loved ones, I understand why he told me 1,000 times to don't turn back. And when you do your part, God will do his part. He promised to make Abraham a great nation. Then number two, he blessed him. And then number three, he made his name great. And that's what God wants to do with some of us. It's to make the name great. That when your name is heard, there's a tremor like Mufasa. Ooh. Mufasa. Ooh. Ooh. All the hyenas. Ooh. Ooh. God wanted it so good. When your name is called, just walking through the corridors of your job, all of the demons that want to see you, they, ooh, there's something on them. Ooh, there's something on that man. I don't like it, but I have to salute him. He'll make your name great. He said, I will bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. I thought we were dealing with Mosaic. Well, I'll tell you something about the curse. The object of the curse. He says, if a person bless you, Abraham, I'm going to bless them. But if they curse you, I'm going to curse them. You better be careful how you treat God's people. And I'm not just talking about the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. All of God's people. You don't do good to me, but cut down someone I send or cut down any one of God's members and say you're insignificant. The body is anointed, not just the fivefold ministry gifts. Be careful that you despise not one of these little ones. For in heaven, their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. For the Son of Man comes to save that which is lost. If a man had 100 sheep and one be gone astray, one goes astray, will he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains to seek the one who's gone astray? And if so be that he finds the one, he rejoices more over the one that went astray and was found than over the 99 that stayed in the house.
So don't despise the little one, that little sheep, glory to God, that lost its way. And God knows he loves the one. And when you despise that, you're despising God. So we got to love everybody. Can somebody say amen? Love everybody, trust a few, and do wrong to none. And so the object of the cursing is to literally fight God's purpose in a life. This is why people curse you. It is to fight against God's purpose in your life, defiling you. Defiling your sphere of life with human vulgarity. The curse is designed to fight God's purpose in your life by defiling your sphere of life with human vulgarity. They want to pollute and taint your purpose. If I curse you, if I stir up a brew against you, then eventually you'll never know your purpose. And if you hear about it, it will defile you in such a way that they will master you, because you start shifting based on what they said. That's why you got to be very careful that you don't give your ear over to people who curse, or people who try to downplay what God is doing in your life. Be careful, little ear, what you hear. Be careful, little eye, what you see. The curse is usually an agent of the devil. People that curse is usually an angel of the devil. You know, just cursing your progression, cursing what you'll never make it, you'll never do this. People that talk like that, the devil sent them. And his purpose is to dilute and divert the call of God that's on your life. He wants to water it down, or even cause you to shift away from the promise of God. That's the purpose of a curse. Glory to God. But notice what Solomon said. In Proverbs 26. An undeserved curse can't land. It won't stay. Glory to God. Don't give limb to any curses that's flying around. And when you give your attention to it, you're putting out a limb for the curse to land on you. Thank you, Lord. He also told Abraham, and you all families will be blessed. And you all families will be blessed. It's a direct tie to Jesus. He also told him, number 7, the promise of land is coming to you and your descendants. No. The covenant is always tied to possessing. The covenant is always tied to possessing. That means God wants you to own something. All covenant is tied to possessing. He wants you to possess. He wants you to possess. He wants you to own. He wants you to own. That's what the covenant is designed to do. And when you understand that, you'll say, you know what? I may be living underneath my privilege. Because God wants you to own something. He wants you to own your own business. He wants you to own your own company. He wants you to own your production. He wants you to do it. Well, Bishop, what about the church? He ain't supposed to own the church. I said your own business. You're not supposed to come to the church and talk about, well, I'm in charge now. How are you going to do that? He has order here. But he wants you to take your prowess into the marketplace and change the world. Impact nations through the marketplace, through creative ideas, witty inventions. Thus said the Lord your God. Remember, the covenant is always tied to possessing. He also promised to make his descendants great in number, to increase them more and more. He also promised to be an everlasting covenant for Abraham and his descendants. In other words, long after you're gone, not only are they going to increase in number, but I'm going to watch over them. Just because you obeyed me and used faith. And then he promises the covenant to be through his line of Isaac and Jacob. So he chose Isaac, not Ishmael. And he chose Jacob and not Esau. The book of Romans says he made selection before the children ever did anything right or wrong. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated, as it relates to the line, the genealogy of how he was going to work with the world. And Jacob means supplanter, yet he chose him. And God chose you even though you made some mistakes. That's why I love God. You don't have to be perfect to be on his team. He chose Jacob. Jacob was a trickster, man. If you play cards with Jacob, you're going to lose. He was smooth like that. He moved like that. He suave like that. He showed it like that. He did it like that. But guess what? When he met Rachel, she was trying to water her sheep. The Bible said there was a boulder on top of it. He got up and lifted the boulder off. Let me tell you something, man. Love will make you lift some stuff off of people who are marginalized. Love will help to water the flocks. Love will make you leave what you used to be and start showing love to others. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Read the text. I don't know. I get into it like that. He lifted the boulder off the well, man. Woo, Jesus, my God, Jacob. Woo. Worked for 7 years, and the Bible said it was like one day, just a few days. That's some real love. I hear y'all, I ain't working, I ain't doing that, but I ain't doing that, but I ain't doing that, but I ain't. Then we see the mosaic. I won't deal with it much, but we see the mosaic. We're going to celebrate our church anniversary this weekend. Amen. The Mosaic Covenant only relates to the nation of Israel, not to the church. This is the distinction. The church world has taken the Mosaic Covenant and tried to duplicate it. Do's, don'ts, rituals, and all of these other things without teaching the righteousness of God in Christ. So relationships gone. I saw a lady today playing the guitar, had a young man look like he was coming out of drugs or whatever, telling him to call the name of Jesus. Say it louder. Near, she going, near, 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 call him louder. Jesus. She said, like this, Jesus. It's faith, not in rituals. Son, listen to me. All you got to do is say, Father, I accept you in my life. You don't need religion to get that. He loves you so much, he's forging it. No man can even come to God unless he first come to you, which means when you feel it or when you felt it, son, he was already visiting you. He loved you before you realized it. He was already visiting your house. Angels already started working around you so nothing would harm you. He was already separating you. Things didn't work in relationships. He knew you got hurt, but he was still looking at you, and he kept certain things from you until this appointed time. That's how much you need to know that. And for the rest of you, you can't work your way into God's love. His love is incomprehensible. That's why truth revealed is in the region. So we'll take religion out and take tradition out and take irrelevance out. And we'll put all of that out and ignorance out so you can have a true relationship with God. He heard your cry. He reached out to you. And he loves you. And he's never forgot that. And if you respond to his love, you're going to see there are greater things that he would, greater is coming to you. The church tried to go back and find the righteousness of the law, do's and don'ts, but you will never gain righteousness from it. Paul said in Romans 7, when the law comes, there's a sin called a sin of the flesh. It rises up in me. Sin is already in me. Rebellion is in me. And when the law comes, it makes it rise up even the more. Who can separate, who can deliver me from this body of sin? Thanks be to God, Romans chapter 7, who rescues me from myself. Because this sin, this nature came from Adam, law cannot correct it. Only a Savior can save you from the sin cycle that's in your heart. Glory to God. And so we only look at the mosaic because God now pulls a nation. It looks like salvation. Exodus. Exodus. Coming out of the world. Then he goes into covenant with the nation. And it was tough for them to go into covenant with God because he was constantly making them kill animals for every small infraction and spill the blood. It looks like he was angry with them. Because he's so holy, we can't go to him. And we're so sinful, he'll never come to us. It takes blood to appease him. The best of the flesh. So for every infraction, divide a dove, take a pigeon, take a goat, take a lamb, take a bullock, take a ram, kill it and spill the blood. For the Levitical priests, put blood on their ears, blood on their big toe, sprinkle them with blood, sanctify everything with blood. With blood? The altar, the golden laver, the table of incense, the showbread, table of showbread, the golden lampstand, and the Ark of the Covenant, and all the poles. Do it, lest I kill you, lest you die. I'm descending on Mount Sinai. Don't let anyone touch the mountain, because if you do, I will break forth on you. He's constantly letting them know that you can't please me, even though you shed the blood. It's supposed to point them to a Savior. They're supposed to say, God, how can we please you like that? But in the fullness of time, God sent his only Son. Born in the shape of a man, but out of the womb of a woman, born under law that he might redeem us from the curse of the law. Why are you trying to be like Moses when Paul said, not like Moses? Your eyes should be on Jesus. And the whole church want to go back to the Old Testament and what they used to do. It's written for our learning, but your New Testament, your Melchizedek, your Christ is Jesus. And you don't have to sprinkle blood anymore. All you have to do is accept his offering. And the blood appeases the Father. Oh, glory to God. Tell the truth to the nations of the world. Stop putting people in bondage with your gifts and with your talents, making people think you're the mediator. There is only one. His name is Jesus. Why is it hard for the church to call the name in church services? Why won't we call his name, Jesus, come? Save us from ourselves. Save our preaching. Save our worship. Save our ushering. Save our production. Save everything we do. Save our community. Community, sprinkle the blood over all of us and come and rapture us out of this world so we can go back to the Father. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Right there out of Romans 12, and I close with that. Wherefore seeing we're compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run this race with patience, the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. The only reason I brought the mosaic up is so you will point to Jesus. It is for the nation of Israel. Are the moral codes for us? The moral code for us? Yes. But you're not to come under the weight of those 400 and some odd laws. Let Jesus fulfill the law for you. And let him teach you from the book of John everything you need to know, because each chapter in the book of John paints a different portrait of Jesus. Each chapter. John chapter 1, he's the Word made flesh. Chapter 2, he turns water into wine. Chapter 3, he so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Chapter 4, the woman at the well. Chapter 5, takes bread and feeds the 5,000. Each chapter paints a different portrait of who he is. Chapter 6, he offends. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no right with me. Many walked away. Chapter 7, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. And the beat goes on, and you don't stop.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from the Mosaic Covenant, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2203-3007. That's reference number 2203-3007.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today. CARE Learning Center is looking for volunteers to tutor students in grades K through 12 and college. Although teachers are preferred, other caring professionals are also considered. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or the website to sign up. Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m., so make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary. New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started. Communion will be observed next Sunday, September 4th. We will also acknowledge new members who have completed all orientation classes.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.